Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We continue on our guest list for our 12:30 guest here, who is Jeff Metis. He is a host on our morning program every Saturday, Tee to Green, which you can hear 7 to 8. And of course, if you missed any of today's show, it was an extended major show. It's on WGR550.com, on-demand audio. Jeff joining me now on the West Tur Hotline. Jeff, first and foremost, good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
Good afternoon, Nate. I see you're starting to post some good scores, huh?
It's about damn time. Yeah, I mean, I've been spending enough time, hacking it up into the course. Finally, I've turned the corner on the putting greens, which has been the major difference in my scoring lately. And I think, hell, that was a great segue. It's almost like you do radio, too. You got me talking putting, which has really kind of been the talk around Tiger Woods, which is obviously the guy we're going to start talking about with this major underway this weekend, who Tiger, even through two rounds, made the cut yesterday and will be teeing off at 1 o'clock today. But the story through the first 2 days has been, A, his putter use. What putter is he going to use? And, B, his inability to make putts over 4 feet over the first two rounds has really kind of held his scoring back. Were you at all surprised yesterday, and maybe even more so Thursday, when you saw the conditions? Everybody seemed to be making those long putts. A lot of players after the rounds commenting on how the greens were very fair on Thursday. And I think it was yesterday, maybe it was Tommy Fleetwood after the round or Brooks Koepka, who was talking about how they could almost see mid-round that the greens were sort of turning like that purple color, meaning that the greens were definitely getting quicker and faster, and we could probably expect that through the rest of the weekend. So with that being said, Tiger's going to have a long weekend if he can't figure out his putting game.
Yeah, you know, I've been watching him play golf for a long, long time, and he's the greatest putter I've ever seen. And it's peculiar, I guess. I don't know if it's peculiar. He switched putters before a major championship. He's in his 40s. It's not that vastly different a putter. He's struggling. He's looking for something. Thursday, he had a decent day, I thought, putting. And Friday, he couldn't make, it looks like he's hitting them where he's aimed. He's hitting them with good speed. My thought is he's not reading them like he used to, maybe. And he's just not making putts. I don't know what's going on there. If he could, he'd be right near the lead, I think.
Yeah.
And that'd be very, very exciting. If he's two or three putts away from being, you know, in contention. Does it mean he can't get hot this weekend? He certainly can. I don't know. I never, ever, ever write. I've written off Tiger five times in his career already, and he just keeps coming back. So I wouldn't be surprised from anything from him today. But it is a major championship, and the greens are supposed to be firm and fast. And today's, I actually just retweeted the pin sheet for today. It looks like, looking at it, it looks daunting because there's no easy pins. So if he can have a good ball striking around and get hot early with his putter, who knows what he could do? He's the best player that ever lived.
So, Jeff, I mean, yesterday I was golfing in the afternoon. I got home, flipped on, I think, right around where the Tiger, Rory, and JT group was getting to number 8. And, I ended up watching Tiger birdie number 10, and I'm thinking, okay, back 9, this is looking good for this group. But holy cow, did the wheels fall off. JT ends up doubling, I think, 14. Rory triples number 14. Like, the wheels fell off of that group starting right at number 13. What did you see from those guys that really, was it mental? Was it the changing of the conditions? I know wind really became a factor late, but that group really fell apart and fell apart quick.
Well, I don't think any of them are firing on all cylinders right now. They didn't, they weren't playing their best. It was a little bit of smoke and mirrors for some of them. And I mean, it was decent ball striking. you know, JT's the number one player in the world. Is Rory number two now or three?
Yeah, I think he's number three.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Tiger. So these are the best players in the world. It's the PGA Championship. It's difficult conditions. You miss fairways, and it's tough to play well. Even if you're swinging well, if your driver is a foot into the rough, you know, trying to, now you got to grind to just make a par, and everything's a little different. So, and that's what it's supposed to be. But it's also easy. If you hit the fairways, guys are shooting good scores. You're seeing some 65, 66s. And, you know, it's hard, but it's fair. And that's how it's always been set up at the PGA Championship.
So, Jeff Mead is here on the Western Hotline, a host in the mornings for our Tee to Green show, of course, which you can hear regularly from 7 to 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings. You know, I kind of look at the top of this leaderboard, and there are names that everybody kind of recognizes. Koepka, Jason Day, both at 6-under, two strokes off the lead. Justin Rose, who I thought played really, really well, especially towards the end of his round last night. The name, though, at the top of the leaderboard, Hao Tung Lee, out of China, played a really, really solid round two. The story, though, throughout the whole evening, it seemed like the ESPN broadcast kept sort of phasing back to the range to see Lee on the driving range up until almost 9 p.m. Eastern. What were your thoughts about that? I thought it was really interesting. They kept sort of adding to the point where, what is he still doing in here? He played this morning, apparently had went home, took a nap, ate, but came back and was at the range for over 5 hours after putting together a grinded out type of round with two to play. What was kind of your feedback? What were you thinking when you're seeing a guy, and maybe put yourself in the position of his caddy or his coach? Is that something you want to be doing with two important rounds remaining in a major?
Yeah, they were highlighting it because it is a bit peculiar. You know, the best time to practice is after your round. That's what most of the players do. If you had something go wrong, you go to the range, you try to fix it. You know, you make some swings until you get it right, or you didn't hit this shot well. I think it's nervous energy. I think, you know, he's a good player. He's, what, I think 114th in the world. He's played on the President's Cup or something. I think he had a top five finish in the British Open. But he, you know, I think it's nervous energy. I think he's uncomfortable. I think if he's sitting in his room, he probably feels like he needs to be productive. So he wants to go back to the range, and he wants to make sure he's giving it every effort he can because he's got a unique opportunity in front of him. But at some point, there's diminishing returns there. And if I was his caddy, or if that were me, I mean, you can only do so much. You start to fatigue, and I would rather go home. I kind of work on the things I didn't do well and hit some shots and build my confidence and a few chips and putts, and then boom, back home and rest and get a good meal and get ready for tomorrow. If I was in his ear at all, I probably would have told him to go home a lot earlier. But I don't know if that's out of character for him either, because he's been, you know, I don't know this player. Maybe he does this every week of the year, all year on the PGA Tour. But I don't think so, or they wouldn't have been highlighting it the way it was on the television show.
Jeff, let's kind of switch gears to the conditions for the rest of the weekend. Today, obviously, the guys later on that are at the top of the leaderboard are going to be teeing off kind of right in the middle of when the winds are supposed to pick up in San Francisco. The forecast has them at 18 miles per hour right around 2, 3 o'clock. Tiger tees off at 1 with wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour. With where they are, how do you expect to see that actually affect scores, considering the greens are definitely drying up? And when you consider if there's a left or right wind and you've got greens that have dried up a bit and they're rolling, how difficult does it make it for these guys, even though they're the best in the world, trying to hold greens when you've got a club down or maybe try to hit more knockdown shots to combat the wind?
Well, the wind is what makes it hard. It's a huge variable. Rain is not really a problem to play in. You know, it's consistent. The wind being gusty, you know, the wind blows the ball around. It's hard to predict where the wind's coming from sometimes as a player, where you're standing on the tee, if it's swirling around. And this is the PGA Championship. This is a major. These are firm fairways. You're going to have to be working it back into the wind as much as possible. Now, that's where a guy like Tiger probably has an advantage, because he's one of the best players to ever play, and he worked it both ways throughout his career, and he's doing it quite well right now. So the guys who have one stock shot, it might be a little harder for them at times. Like if they only hit a draw or something like that, there might be shots that are uncomfortable, and you hope you hit a good tee shot so you have a good angle for an approach. But you're going to have to fight through it. Scores are certainly going to go up. If the wind's blowing on a Saturday at a major championship, they're trying to firm things out, scores will definitely go up. If there was no wind, you know, scores might go down or stay the same because they played for a few days and they're getting used to the conditions. But the wind's going to be the biggest variable, and who faces the most wind is going to have the hardest time scoring, that's for sure.
So the wind is obviously part of the major championship, but so is the rough, Jeff. And at 3 inches, there has been several instances where guys have either picked a wrong club. You've even seen instances of things that, like, one of us might do on a golf course, which is, I mean, I'm in such a tough position here. I'm not going to be able to hit the green. I've got to really pick a lofted club and just get this in play and hope that I can save par. How much does that come into play on a Saturday where hitting the ball straight becomes a premium shot in your bag? And if you can't, what kind of changes do you need to make in your game? Does that mean maybe you got to put the driver away and try to hit 3-wood just so that you can stay in the middle of these fairways and sort of take out the difficult shots that it really does create in some of the thicker rough?
Well, the rough's not going to be any shorter on Sunday, so it's going to be the same thing on tomorrow. I think certainly it's been a premium throughout the championship, and it's supposed to be that way in the majors of hitting the fairways. And it's going to put more and more of a premium on hitting the fairways and their short game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This morning on the radio show, I'm always, every time I watch major championship golf is when I'm most impressed with these players and I'm most impressed with their short games. So being reliant, getting up and down, keeping the ball in play, you know, 3 inches of that rough out there is pretty thick, and these guys are creating a lot of speed with a lofty club, and they're still struggling to get it out. So you know it's difficult. I don't know if I would tell a player. It depends on the player whether you club down and try to keep it in the fairway. To me, that's playing a little conservative. Hey, you're trying to win a major championship here. You got to play well, and you got to play aggressively, and you got to make birdies. So you're probably going to still want a bomb driver out there as much as you can, and that's a factor for everybody to figure out on what's going on in their own game. But if you're not firing on all cylinders, you're not going to win anyway. So I think you'll still see them hitting drivers as much as possible because distance and proximity to the hole is still an advantage.
All right, Jeff, I appreciate it, my friend. Thanks for hopping on and talking some golf. I look forward to what is going to be a fantastic finish this weekend. Hopefully the weather holds up and we can see some high scores get posted, or I should say low scores get posted here over the weekend. So thanks for your time, my friend. I appreciate it as always, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, great talking to you, Nick.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.